there are many legal remedies available, but lack of knowledge is there. So maybe awareness is required to tell the victims or women that these are the legal remedies available. Similarly, financial constraint is there. They have to go to the competent authorities, but sometimes financial constraints may prohibit them. Similarly, there is, I think, lack of awareness among various legal remedies. So these are some measures we have to do to effectively implement access to justice women in Nepal.
So you're saying at the end it just doesn't come back to any legal affairs. There needs to be a more holistic approach.
There should be a comprehensive approach. As we promulgated our constitution last year, there are many, like right of women is one of the fundamental rights. Right to lineage, right to ancestral property, reproductive health have been given. But this has to be, this has been implemented. Like we repeal almost 90 law provisions that are contrary to the gender perspective. So this this is being done, I think. So these are the things we have been doing to increase the access of justice women in Nepal. There are so many provisions, inclusive democratic provision are enshrined in our constitution. So that has to be transferred, and it takes some time to transfer or implement the constitutions.